Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for 1129-046 and -047. Name of the patient is Bryant Cook, Back, Bryant Cook, Beck. Date of birth 11/11/92. Date of injury 10/21/2021. This is a new patient visit, and now we are at the physical examination. The vital signs for the patient are as follows. Blood pressure is 143/103. Pulse 68. Pulse ox 100. The repeat blood pressure was 135/84. Respiratory rate 18. Temperature is 96.1. Height 6 feet. Weight is 190. This is a 30-year-old black African-American female. This is a 30-year-old African-American male. Alert oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and well built, well nourished. Hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. A patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. He's a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Is mobile, independent, without using any adapter devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination to musculature examination, which are all normal. Gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection palpation is normal from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, cervical spine are all negative. Hoffman sign is negative. The Sperling sign is negative. Lerma test is negative. Distraction test negative. Sotal test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brodzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg rest test is negative. Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, femoral stress test negative. Sacroiliac joint on the right side is slightly tender with standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test negative. Faber test on the right is positive and Gonsalon test is positive on the right. The extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. General diagnosis. As follows: V at 9.2 XXT, and Graves disease, GRAVES DISEAFE. And in the lumbar spine, M54.5, M5.27, M5.16, M5.42, S33.5, etc. In the sacroiliac spine, right-sided M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17, 53.28. Plan of care for Brian Cook back is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. First is physical therapy, which has been ordered for just for lower back and right SI joint at 2 times per week. Non-narcotic medications provided are Mobic 15 mg Lexicam for anti-inflammatory help and help in healing, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for help with the stone protection, Ultran is provided 50 mg twice a day for pain relief in narcotic area, please mention. And then Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for general pain relief. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 50 for relief of the headaches. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan is yes. Referral to psychiatry is advice for relief of anxiety panic, that patient complaint. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. We were able to find an MRI for lumbar spine that was dated August 1, 2021, prior to the accident of October 21, 2021, in which there was a bulging disc at 2 mm L5-S1. Nothing else was positive. There was a ER report dated 10-29-2020 prior to the accident, where it is reported that he had an accident as a restaurant passenger with airbag deployment, complaining of lower back pain with a gradual onset. When he exiting the freeway and hit the curb, spun out without any head trauma or loss of consciousness, numbness or tingling of the legs. He was discharged the same day. And positive findings were tenderness of the mid or lower lumbar spine with some paraspinal muscle tenderness at that time. No other records are available. Interventional pain procedures could be recommended is a sacroiliac joint injection on the right side as a possible pain-producing area at this time. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referral to neuropsych is not being considered. Attended care casework not warranted. Postmedical records have been ordered released from the previous providers. Investigations. No new investigation is being considered. DME, patient already has back brace, neck brace. Education is just status program, yes. Disability, patient is provided no disability right now. And he can continue working on a light duty job for 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds. Direct contact, yes. Follow-up visit will be in 10 days' time. Thank you.